In this episode, I do a deep dive into all things This Week in Photo. It's a State of the Union. Episode 502 starts now. This is TWIP. All right, welcome everybody to this this Week in Photo 2018 State of the Union. So what I wanted to do was just record a quick video and live stream to have a conversation with you guys to give you some insight into where TWIP has been, where it is going, and where it is now, I guess. So my name is Frederick Van Johnson. I'm the host of This Week in Photo, and I'm the guy that pulls some of the strings behind the scenes on the TWIP network. And this is all about that stuff. So what I did was, instead of, you know, just rambling on the camera forever and ever, I thought it would probably be best to put together just a couple of little slides. I hate slides, but, you know, it's the right tool for the right job. So I thought I would just run through this a little bit, put some slides together, and let you guys see what is on my mind in terms of where TWIP is going to go next. So let me just bring that up here. Okay, so here we go. This is TWIP. So TWIP 2018, State of the Union. Just going to run through a couple of slides here, and then you know, then we'll be done. So basically what the deal is This Week in Photo, this version of This Week in Photo 2018 is comprised of three parts, not equal parts. So content, education, and community. So obviously content is going to be king or queen, and community and education take up equal quarters. So, and I'll go into what that means as we step through this presentation. But let's just dive in. So first thing here is, I'm clicking on the wrong thing there, is content. So obviously This Week in Photo is a podcast, right? That's what we do. We create podcasts. And the This Week in Photo podcast feed has moved. So just FYI, if you were subscribed to This Week in Photo in the past, it's probably best for you to make sure that you're subscribed to the correct feed. And that's easily linked to down below at thisweekinphoto.com/subscribe. And all the links that I'm going to mention in this presentation are in the description for this YouTube video, so you don't have to remember them. But I would head over there right now and just make sure you're subscribed to it. One of the other changes is, as I'm doing this right now, This Week in Photo, as much as possible, The TWIP podcast and many of the other shows will be live streamed on this channel. So we're moving from a record it behind the scenes, polish it, and then upload sort of metaphor to let's get on stage and do a live performance. And the reason for that is so that we can do a live chat and live Q&A with the audience and be closer to the community. Google and YouTube have come a long, long way in the, you know, in the past, right? So in the past year that TWIP has not been on the air, the tools, the hardware, and the software have matured to a point where it almost makes no sense for a lot of purposes to record, edit, and upload. It's easier, it's probably more economical to perform the show instead of record the show. That, and then, you know, like I said, it brings in the audience and community interaction aspect of things with the chat and the Q&A. And then, speaking of the chat and the Q&A, as I'll talk about in a couple seconds here, the TWIP Pro community is now live. And you can get to that. I'll show you the URL in a second, but it's at twippro.com. That's where we go to source questions and photos for our Q&A segments, et cetera, et cetera. So, and I'll get into the reasons why I created, or we created, this community off of Facebook for the TWIP audience. And once I explain it, I think it'll make a lot of sense to you. So that's the first thing, is the podcast. So make sure you subscribe. The feed has moved. We're moving to live streaming, and we're going to I want to make sure that myself and the other hosts in the network are more engaged with the host rather than, you know, it being kind of a television or terrestrial radio type implementation. This is the internet. And, you know, as such, we can interact. So the next thing is YouTube. So why are we making a push towards YouTube? Well, we can create more content. We can do gear reviews. We have a show called Pocket Shooters that's been on the ice that's going to be back on the airways. Pocket Shooters is it's a show where we kind of talk about iPhone and Android-based photography, mobile phone photography, and review apps and talk about technique and all kinds of cool stuff. It's a gigantic world of content out there for folks that are shooting with their phones, which is pretty much everyone, but a lot of people are pushing it to the next level, especially over on Instagram. So the Pocket Shooter Show will address that audience and it will go out on the feed, as well as TWIP Talks. The cool thing about TWIP Talks, I want to talk about that a little bit, is that's a little bit of the history of TWIP Talks is way back in the day. I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago, I started doing interviews on This Week in Photo, and we were inserting them into the actual podcast, which made the thing ridiculously long, right? So in some cases, you know, the TWIP show itself would be like an hour, and then the interview would be 30 or 40 minutes. So that's 2 hours. So that was a lot of expectation to put on an audience to stay engaged. So what I did was I broke it out and created a new podcast called TWIP Talks, where people could subscribe to if they wanted to listen to the interviews. A lot of people didn't care about the interviews. They just wanted the show. And a lot of people didn't care about the show. They just wanted the interviews. So I split them out and made two. And, you know, inside baseball, that was the beginning of the network metaphor that we were working under. But with TWIP Talks now, the cool thing that I can do with moving to this live metaphor is I can still record interviews, because I love recording interviews, and I don't necessarily hate putting interviewees on the spot and asking them questions, but doing it live, it's a little bit tricky and people get nervous, and, you know, it ends up impacting the substance of the interview. When it's not live, you can edit out coughs and ums and uhs and, oh, I said something stupid, you know, or the interviewee said something stupid. And I can pull that out and then publish it. But with going live on YouTube, I can record, I can go live just like I'm doing now. I can go live and then insert the interview into the live conversation. So, you know, say I'm, for example, the first interview that's going to go live is with a friend of mine, Michael Rubin. So I can go live, talk about what the interview was about, you know, interact with the audience, and then roll that interview, and then come back on after and keep talking. So it gives me kind of the best of both worlds. I get to use my live streaming software and Final Cut Pro 10. So that's really the real thing, because I wanted to use all my software. But with that, the MP3 file, the audio file from all of these shows, including Pocket Shooters, et cetera, will also be in the podcast feed. And a lot of you are wondering, is the podcast going away? No. This is it's being enhanced, actually. So these will go out in the podcast as well. So you need to be subscribed to This Week in Photo as well as our YouTube channel. And with the live streaming, again, I can do the live chat and the Q&A on the TWIP Talks episodes as well. So if you're not subscribed to TWIP already, please make sure that you're subscribed. And when you subscribe, I know if you're on YouTube for any length of time, you hear these YouTubers always say, you know, subscribe to my channel and hit the bell at the top. I want to explain that a little bit and why that's so important. So subscribing to a channel obviously means you're following that person or that channel or that content. But if you click that little bell on the page, you get notified when new content is coming up and when it's live, especially these live streams. And what that allows me to do, that bell is important because that allows me to do impromptu content. Say, for example, throughout the week, I decide I wanted to go fly the drone and tell you guys about my experiences with flying the drone and doing a particular kind of drone or UAV type photography. It's not on the schedule, but I want to do it anyway, and I want to show people. I can live stream that and not have to worry about no one seeing it, because it will alert all the people that have clicked that bell. So if you would, please click that bell when you subscribe to This Week in Photo. So that's the second thing, content, YouTube. Third thing is community. So TWIP Pro, I'm so proud and happy about TWIP Pro. We launched this thing, and I'm going to give you a little bit of under the cover view of what TWIP Pro is. So if you're looking at that screenshot on the right, I took that a couple hours ago, actually, and the community within TWIP Pro is already growing. It's a vibrant community. And you might say, well, why, Frederick, why didn't you just create a Facebook group or something like that? Well, the main reason is, there's a lot of reasons, but the metaphor that I was talking to some folks about a couple days ago that I think fits the TWIP Pro community is that of an airport, like an international airport. So you go into an international airport, and you know, if it's a modern airport, it's comfortable enough, it's clean, you know, you can get the job done, go hang out at the terminal if you can find a place to sit, all that. But there's also the airport lounges that you have to have jumped through a couple hoops in order to get through the door. And once you're in there, it's more comfortable. Everything is better. It's quieter. The seats are more comfortable. There's fast Wi-Fi. Sometimes there's drinks and food and all that. So that's the metaphor. If Facebook is that international airport, SFO, you know, LaGuardia, O'Hare, whatever. That's Facebook. TWIP Pro is the airport lounge within there. And let's call it a, you know, Virgin. When Virgin was around, the Virgin lounge, that's what I'm going for in terms of having more focused conversations within the community. We'll have photo critique. That's where we'll source the questions that we answer live on the podcast itself. So go there if you want to leave us a question. That's the tip line. Hopefully, if all goes well, that's where people will go to chat with us and give us information about the things that they want to hear about on the show and give us tips of things that we may not have heard about, which is probably 99.9% of the stuff that's happening in the photography world. So it gives us a chance to be less myopic about the topics that we cover and be more engaged and cover the things that people want to hear. And then guest suggestions as well in there. So guest suggestions for people that you want us to interview either on TWIP Talks or bring on the show as co-hosts or whatever. That's where all that'll come from. And then also be, like I was talking about, the impromptu sort of streaming sessions. We're going to be recording those from time to time as well. And those will manifest as photo critiques. So, and where will we get those photos from? And it's all going to come from the TWIP Pro community. So it's the TWIP Pro community serves a lot of purposes, all the ones I just listed, but there's a fee to participate in the TWIP Pro community. It's $75 a month. No, I'm kidding. It's $4.99 a month to participate in the community. And I gave that a lot of thought. You know, there's some other folks that have done some really cool communities like this, and they charge a lot of money for them. I was thinking, hey, you know, why not charge a lot? And, you know, a big number multiplied by a little number equals a bigger number, right? But that's not the purpose of the community. The purpose of the community is everything I just said. And the reason that there's a small stipend on top of the entry fee to get in there is to A, go towards helping keep the lights on at TWIP and reduce our reliance on advertising, which makes for better shows. And it just, you know, gets better and better after that. But not that we're going to forego advertising. It's just I want to have fewer advertisers on the show. Or on any of the shows. And then secondly, the addition of a fee to get into something, or especially an online community where people are expressing opinions and that sort of thing, it is a little fee on top of that reduces the troll quotient exponentially, right? So if people have to pay a little bit of money to get in, they are more less likely to act up when they're inside. So, and that's the reason. That's one of the learnings I learned from our meetup group, which is what I'm going to talk about next. But anyway, please head over. Oh, on the TWIP Pro community, like I said, it's $4.99 a month, but it's free for the first 2 weeks. So you could get in there, sign up, get in there. If you don't like it, just cancel. You know, it's easy. It's one button to cancel. But if you like it, stay in and support TWIP, help keep TWIP on the air and help us keep making better stuff and making the show better. So that's what the community is for. It's kind of it serves several purposes. All the things I just listed, as well as kind of a Patreon, you know, donate or become patrons of the show. But on the flip side of it, you're getting a whole lot of it out of it as well. So that's the purpose of TWIP Pro. And then also the last thing under community is meetup. So we have a vibrant meetup group. I started it down in San Jose, California, where I used to live. I've since relocated to Sacramento, California, and that's where the group is going to be now. I haven't had any meetup groups up here yet because I literally just got here a couple months ago, but those are starting up. The meetup group is about 1,400 photographers strong, and those are South Bay, Silicon Valley photographers, and I anticipate that number growing fast once we start doing meetups here in the Sacramento area. But the cool thing is you don't have to be in Sacramento, California in order to participate in the TWIP meetup group, because we'll be doing on and offline events. The online events will be sort of things like this, webinars and training sessions and those sorts of things. But the offline events will be photo walks, and we'll just be meeting up at coffee places and or someplace to have drinks to talk photography, those sorts of informal events, plus some formal events where we sort of rent out lecture halls or spaces where we can speak to large groups of people and bring in speakers and do that sort of thing. So it costs nothing to sign up for the meetup group. I would definitely do that if I were you. Just get in there and stay plugged into the world of This Week in Photo. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And you can head over to twip.pro/meetups, and that'll redirect you over to the meetup page, or you can just search for This Week in Photo on meetup.com and you'll find us over there. And then the last thing here is education. So the TWIP School is an initiative I started about 2 years ago, and I'm really, really excited about this piece of it because this is the third piece in the pie, and it kind of sews it all up together. And the thought behind the TWIP School when I launched it was we'll have this sort of suite of hosts hosting shows on This Week in Photo, and then those hosts will create free and paid courses that go into school. Therefore, the people that listen to their shows can continue their learning in the TWIP School. It kind of worked out a little bit like that, but it's actually evolving more into just a straight up learning area that's kind of like the TWIP Pro community, where it's just a focus. These are sort of high-end courses, long-form video courses, where you can come in and purchase them a la carte or grab a free one and dive in. There's some really good free courses in here. In fact, one is by my friend, Mr. Craig Colvin, The Human Form. Actually, that one's not free, but the concert photography course by Steve Brazel, who hosts the Behind the Shot show on the TWIP network. That one is all about concert photography taught by a world-class concert photographer. So, and it's free. All you gotta do is go in there and grab it. So I would head over to that and jump in and enjoy it. And then come over to the TWIP community and chat with Steve and ask him advice about what camera should I get and, well, you know, how do you handle low light situations and all that cool stuff. But that's at twipschool.com. So that's the suite of things that comprise TWIP 2018. There's the podcast or the podcasts, you know, so we've got This Week in Photo, we've got Behind the Shot, TWIP Glam is coming out of hiatus, I think next month. We've got Pocket Shooters, which is launching, all about mobile phone photography. TWIP, it goes on and on, right? So it's and all the podcasts are and always will be 100% free. And then YouTube. So the addition of YouTube live streaming, because the infrastructure is so robust and so good now, and the tools are so good, we can crush it on YouTube now by making the transition over there and then continuing the conversation from the content side of the house in the community side of the house with TWIP Pro and the meetup groups. So on and offline conversations, just so that we can make sure that we touch as many people as we possibly can with, you know, with the message of inspiration, education, and entertainment for photography. And then lastly, there is the TWIP Pro or the TWIP School, which you'll see over the next year, there'll be several courses that pop in there, probably on a monthly, maybe two a month basis. There'll be new courses that pop up in there. Right now, it's a la carte. So you can buy one course at a time or not, or buy, you know, sign up for a free course and grab that. Once there's a critical mass of courses in there, it'll probably make sense for us to turn on subscription in there, and so that you could pay a fee and get access to everything. But I don't see that happening for, you know, at least a year plus. But right now you can get in there, have at it, and have fun in there. So that's it. That's TWIP 2018. So I've been getting questions every day almost from folks, and it really makes me feel good to get questions from people about This Week in Photo and where it's been and all that stuff. You know, it doesn't bug me at all. It's just, it's great to know that people care about the podcast and want it to continue, and I want it to continue. So I'm thankful and happy for all you folks that have been patient in waiting for us to come back, but the good news is we are back now. So head over to thisweekinphoto.com and you can you'll see all the shows that we have. You can check out the community. You can do all that cool stuff. But I would get in the community quick, because the cool thing about the 2-week trial is I set that up because this is a brand new community. I want to encourage people to get in there and start building critical mass. There's two things that'll probably happen in the future, though. That 2-week sort of free trial piece will go away, and then it'll just be, you know, you want to sign up, give us your $5, you're in, whatever. But then also the doors for the school or for the community will close at a certain number, because I don't want the TWIP Pro community to ever become like an airport. It needs to remain intimate. So we'll shut it down. We'll shut down registrations, and it'll be sort of a waiting list sort of thing, where when someone cancels, we'll let someone else in. So get in there, try it out. If you like it, stay in there. If not, don't worry about it, or don't complain later. So that's it. I hope I answered most of your questions. I'm not going to do a live chat on this particular stream, but on all subsequent streams, we'll be doing live chats. And I'll have the chat window up on the screen where you guys can see it and see the questions and interact with me and the other hosts and all that cool stuff. So that's it. Thank you so much for being a part of TWIP. Thanks for tuning in. I can't believe it. There's 52 viewers in here right now checking it out. That's really cool. So anyway, my sincerest thank you for all you folks that have hung in there and that are fans of This Week in Photo. And please subscribe to everything. You know, all the links that you need are in the body for this video, and in the email. If you're on the TWIP This Week in Photo email list, you've already have the links, because those are in that email as well. All right, that's it. Thanks a lot, guys. I will see you in the next broadcast, which is probably going to be in the next day or so. All right, you know what I'm going to say, right? It's time to take that lens cap off. This is TWIP.